And say, you know, a lot of people who have the same opinion about something, you say there, many people who, what?
Who believe this.
Okay, well, say the whole thing.
There are many people who have this opinion.
Okay. And say you're petting a dog, and that doesn't know you, never has been around you before, and you want to reassure him and let him know it's all right and everything, you might say, I'm going to hurt you.
Oh, I just say, come on, boy, I'm not going to hurt you.
Okay. And you've been telling somebody about something, and they question what you said, and you might turn to someone else that was there and say, I'm right.
Aren't I?
Okay.
I ain't no.
Okay. What did you say? What'd you say there?
No, I say ain't I.
Okay. That's what I want to know. I asked my roommate this. She says, I'm right. Am I not? Now, come on. I don't believe that. Okay. Well,
if they doubt me, I wouldn't think about grammar.
Well, right, yeah. That's what I want to know, what you'd naturally say, not, you know, be fussing about how to say it. Okay. And somebody says, oh, don't bother to do that. And you say, well, we're going to do it anyway. What would you say that?
I'm going to do it anyhow.
Or that you had been planning to.
I was planning to do it anyway.
Okay. Are you using going to?
Well, I was going to do it anyway.
Okay, and how about us, the whole group?
We were going to anyway.
Okay. Okay, somebody, a window gets broken and somebody thinks you did it. They say, do you break that window? And you say, no, it
was broken when I came up.
No, it what? Me?
No, it wasn't me.
Okay, that's what I want. Well, you get something for nothing, people might, well, you go to a store to buy some material for someone to make something, you don't know what kind they want, you might bring back a free what?
Free sample.
Okay. Would you ever use a different word than sample for something else? Where they gave you a little bit of it, would you always use that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you might tell someone that their flowers are very
pretty.
Okay. And that the, maybe you would say the daisies are what? Them, the zinnias.
Are beautiful.
Okay. Well, are using pretty again?
Well, beautiful more, I guess.
We're using pretty instead of beautiful.
Oh, the daisies are pretty.
And they're even what?
More beautiful than the...
Okay, well, not using more then. They're even using pretty.
Prettier than the
zinnias. And, but the, something else are the, what, of all?
Roses are prettiest of all.
Okay, good. And, a woman wears to around her dress when she's cooking?
Apron.
Okay. And on Sunday, you might wear over your shirt
a tie, coat and tie.
Okay, there you go. Okay. And it used to be that to keep warm under a coat, you'd wear a what?
Scarf.
That would no a sweater.
A sweater, a vest.
Okay, sweaters aren't so terribly old, are they? Don't think.
Well,
you might have had them all your life.
Well, I don't know.
I can remember.
Wore sweaters as long as I can remember.
Telling me, she doesn't remember an old lady telling me when they came out, one old lady she knew said, she just thought that was terrible to call them sweaters, they had to call them perspirers. So I knew they weren't feeling it.